Well, good day to you guys. Now here's a 23-year-old Femon. It's the one in black. She's a prison officer. Well, she was. She got caught having a romp in the prayer room in the jail with a prisoner. I mean, these Femons are so high class, aren't they? They turn everything into sex and debauchery. Oh, and here's another picture of her. Yes, a more realistic picture. It tells you exactly where her head is, or isn't. Anyway, during the investigation of her, they found that he was not the only one. What a surprise, probably did the whole jail. And that she was also sending letters laced with spice. So I guess you read this letter and then smoke it. Anyway, she was given 3.5 years in jail. I bet she requested the men's jail, but this is just as bad a pandemic as the Femon teachers in the schools. These Femons are obviously in the wrong jobs. I know what job they would suit, but I can't say it here. And this Femon's parents must be really proud of her. And if that's one of her parents behind her, I can understand why it happened. Anyway, I'll put a link to it down below, guys, but not much of a news item, really. It's their usual. Femons can even drag down prisons to a lower grade, can't they? Well, she's one of them now. She won't do 3.5 years, obviously. But what you got to ask yourself is this. Who is hiring these damn people? Just a quick background check would tell you they're the wrong type of people. But they're just probably following a quota. They have to have so many Femons. Even if they're no good at the job. That's all for now, guys. You take it easy.